Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the regular Board of Directors meeting on Wednesday, June 14, 2023. I call this meeting to order. Will you rise and join me in the flag salute? Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everybody, for that. Our mission statement, the Big Bear Airport District serves the Big Bear Valley by providing a safe, efficient, and exceptional venue for aviation operation. Roll call and introductions, Patty.
Yes, members present, please signify by saying aye. President Seifert.
Aye.
Vice President Nystrom.
Aye.
Director Castillo.
Aye.
Director Hicks.
Aye.
Director Smith.
Aye.
Others present include General Manager Ryan Goss, Administration Manager Abby Erickson, and myself, Board Secretary Patty Lopez, and we welcome members of the public.
Okay, so number four is approval of agenda. Staff, any changes to the agenda?
Nope, the only thing that we had was we were just going to recognize that Director Smith was in person instead of via remotely, okay. But she's here.
Cool. Hey, directors, any changes to the agenda?
None here.
Not for the current agenda.
Okay. Public comments. Public comments, a person wishing to comment on an agenda item should come to the podium, wait for the president to recognize them, and unless otherwise provided for a specific item, all comments are limited to 3 minutes each, with an overall total of 15 minutes, no speaker may allot their time to others. Comments on agenda items, comments concerning the matter on the agenda will be heard at the time the matter is considered. Comments on non-agenda items, comments concerning matters not on the agenda will be heard during the public comments section of the agenda. A speaker's comments should be within the subject matter jurisdiction of the Big Bear Airport District Board. Please note that if you're addressing the board on items not on the agenda, the Brown Act does not allow board discussion of such items because they are not on the agenda and thus were not noticed publicly. Therefore, the board may only do the following. Refer the matter to staff, ask for additional information or request to report back, or give a limited factual response. Your comments may be placed on the agenda for future discussions. At this time, are there any public comments on non-agenda items? Hearing none, we go to number five, which is special presentations and proclamations, which there are none. Number six is the Civil Air Patrol, which they are not present. Number seven is the Big Bear Airport with the Big Bear Pilot Association. Jack, you are here. Any comments from you?
We had our first dinner meeting of the season last night with more food than our eyes were bigger than our tummies. Let's put it this way. There was a ton of food and it was a great evening. Turned a little chilly at the end, but it was great.
Very cool. Any idea how many people?
51.
Excellent. Excellent. Number eight is consent agenda, approval of draft minutes, pages 5 through 7, 8.1A, regular board meeting, 4 p.m., May 10th, 2023. And then also 8.2, year-to-date financial report on pages 8 through 21.
Move approval.
Be happy to second.
Director Hicks moved to accept the consent agenda as written to include regular board meeting minutes of May 10th, 2023, and accept and file the year-to-date financial reports. Director Smith seconded the motion. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
The A motion to approve the minutes of the regular board meeting of Wednesday, May 10, 2023, and to accept the year-to-date financial reports was passed with all members present voting aye.
Thank you, Patty. Number 9 is pulled consent agenda items. There are none. Number 10 is business matters, discussion, and possible action. 10.1 is discussion review of the final draft of the 2023-2024 district budget, pages 22 and 24.
Okay. Not much change from last month. Everything in our revenue category still stayed the same. We didn't make any changes to that section. In the expense category, we did make a few little changes with some comments from directors last month. We bumped up the utilities up about 17%, probably a little bit more in line with what potentially will happen, and we might still be a little bit under budget on that, but it's really hard to tell where we're going with that. And the contract services, we bumped that up a little bit. So overall, with everything that we've reviewed for the last 5 months, went back and forth, we have about roughly around $50,000 in excess of debt. So for the next fiscal year of what we're proposing for 23-24.
Okay.
If you guys have any questions on specific line items, we can go from there.
Okay. First, is there any public comments on the budget? Okay. So, Director Steele, any comments or questions from you?
No. Looks good to me.
Director Hicks?
You know, clearly I'm concerned that we're only looking at less than $50,000 on the plus side. That's really not a good position to be in for any organization. And I'm really concerned about that. So I think we, one, need to watch our P's and Q's this fiscal year, because we don't want to start dipping into presumed reserves. And the other thing is, I think we need to come back and revisit our budget, you know, maybe on a quarterly basis, just to really have a good handle on where we are, and if we need to modify and change some of our anticipated outflow, that we do that, so we don't find ourselves at the end of the year again negative. I understand that we can be, this tends to be somewhat conservative, but given the volatility of expenses and costs today, I don't think we can avoid it without looking at it more. That's it.
Okay. Director Lindstrom.
I have no comment.
Okay. Director Smith.
Were we conservative? I thought we were conservative in what we proposed for revenue.
Correct.
Based on property taxes. We're still expecting that to increase. We're just not necessarily sure how much that will increase.
Correct. Yeah. So we increased it about 2% last fiscal year. Compared to, and as well as this fiscal year, but we're probably seeing a 5%. We're already, we already received more money in tax revenue than what we budgeted in this fiscal year. And we still have three or four more payments.
At least.
Yeah, three or four, maybe five more payments from the county. So I wanted to be really conservative in the revenue side of this. And then, you know, worst case scenario in the expense area. So, yeah.
Okay. So we're projecting low with the revenue and high with the expenses.
Yeah.
Real quick, do we have, and maybe we can research this at some point, any idea as to the amount of turnover we're seeing in our catchment as far as properties? Because that's really is what is determining that increase in, mm-hmm. in value, with the increase in home value and then Prop 13 and all that madness. So can we get some kind of projection as to what
we can try to reach out to the county and see if they can help us with that.
Okay, so conservative on conservative on both, but the opposite scenarios with both.
Yeah.
And then.
And I may add real quick.
Yeah.
We also have about a little over 200,000 in capital improvement projects that is included in this new proposed budget. That's coming out of our operating expenses, and we're not touching our reserves. So that's also a little bit of a change. And
right, because previously those had come out of reserves rather than sure. coming.
Usually, yes, yeah. I just, for me and for the district, I would rather not touch the reserves because of the impeding projects that we have. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to make sure that we were still within our budget with our capital expenses that we were looking at this fiscal year. Mm-hmm.
And then one of the other things that we can do is really make sure monthly we are looking at where we are year to date on that budget when we're approving the, not approving, but accepting as filed,
yes.
the correct terminology of the financial report. So we're really looking at those monthly.
Yeah.
That's an opportunity for us to ask questions if we're concerned about
yeah. mm-hmm.
expenditures.
And I get them too. So this is basically what I look at on a monthly basis when we reconcile everything. And what we try to do is we take that overall budget that in that specific line item and we break it up into 12 months. And then we looking at that projection. So.
And so I think that's more just for our benefit. Something that's on the consent agenda, if we have a question, we can pull it from the consent agenda and we can ask questions.
That would be the time to do it. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't want to discuss it in the consent area, in the consent calendar. We'll just pull that one item. We'll put it into the pulled consent, and then that will give you guys an opportunity to dive into it and discuss it.
Okay.
That's even better than quarterly.
Yeah.
Month.
Yeah, we could do it every month.
Okay. So then we can really track those as we're looking at the budget month by month. Thank you. That's all I have.
I looked at it as well, and it's really hard to speculate what's going to happen. I think our property taxes are going to go up more than we think, but we don't know that for a fact, right? So I appreciate you being conservative. So,
and go ahead.
No,
I was just going to say, we budgeted last fiscal year, or the fiscal year that we're in, we were budgeting about $540,000 in excess of debt. We're looking at 800. So 800 in excess of debt. So we've done a very good job staying within our budget. Yeah, we do have a few line items that went over because we've had, weather and whatnot. But I promise you that every month we're looking at these numbers in-house and making sure. And we budgeted and we had more than what we budgeted. So,
okay, thank you. So 10.1A is review and possible approval of resolution 2023-04, adopting the annual budget for fiscal year 2023-24, which is on page 25.
I will make a motion to adopt resolution number 2023-04. Which is adopting the annual budget for year
2023-2020. Second.
Director Smith moved to approve resolution number 2023-04, adopting the annual budget for fiscal year 2023-2024. Director Castillo seconded the motion, and then I will do a roll call vote. Director Castillo.
Aye.
Director Hicks.
Aye.
Director Lindstrom.
Aye.
Director Smith.
Aye.
And Director Seifert.
Aye.
Motion to approve resolution number 2023-04, adopting the annual budget for fiscal year 2023-2024, was passed with all members present voting aye.
Thank you. 10.2 is discussion and possible approval of hiring BMI management consultant to facilitate the board dynamics workshop, and that's on pages 26 through 28.
All right. So historically, roughly every 4 years, Brent Ives participates in a board workshop, kind of a board dynamic. It's really a team building discussion that the board does. It's a workshop usually on a Saturday where we all come in and we all work together and try to find a common goal and a direction for the board. He's helped us with strategic plans. He's done board dynamic. He's done roughly every 4 years or so. Anytime we have new board members and anytime a board, current board members, it helps them to kind of relook at the policies and the procedures and for the airport and the board itself. So before you on page 26 and 27 and 28 is a proposal from Brent. Essentially, he would be coming to the airport here, facilitating a 1 day or 2 day workshop, depending on how much we need. And, you know, kind of sit here with you guys and do his magic. If you guys have any questions, let me know.
Is you? No, I think it's probably a good idea to have a tune up every now and then, since they're constantly changing board members. So not a bad idea. That's how long? When was the last time we did it?
When Wes was here. Yeah.
It was 4 years ago.
Yeah. Wow. And we normally do it when new board members get elected.
Time flies.
And there was a time where he was here a few times.
Greater frequency.
With greater frequency.
Special ones, yeah.
Yeah. But he's always been a good resource for the district.
Yes. All I got.
Okay. Director Hicks.
Have we sought any other groups or organizations to do this work for us? I appreciate that this guy may have been doing a good job for us, but this is approaching sole source to me. And I'm not a sole source kind of person. So have we gone out to other organizations and groups?
Not for this specific, proposal. In the past,
actually, we did.
Previous board members had done that, or previous managers had looked at. We had Martin Roush that did some stuff. So yeah, I mean, there was other people that were solicited previously, not on this one. I specifically reached out to him.
It's my preference that we go out and see what other organizations are out there that can do this kind of workforce. Again, going back to the single source. And when I look at the fact that we're talking a minimum of $10,000 to do this, and yes, we may have been conservative in our next year's budget, but still, when I see a number that says $48,000, even though we may be a long way from that, we need to be very careful as to how we commit ourselves to funds. The other thing on this is, this is a proposal to facilitate a board dynamic and review of board policies.
Mm-hmm.
It's our board. So I'm not sure why we would have him report out, or whoever, report out to the general manager. If there's anything that needs to come back as to the board dynamics, they need to come to the board. And if there's a need for a debriefing on problems that we have within the board, it needs to come to the board, not to the general manager. So I would want or recommend that if we go forward with someone doing this for us, that the report out is to us. We're the legislative body for the airport. So it's up to him to come to us to explain what we are or are not doing right. And for me, a little more clarification would be appropriate on what we're defining as board optimization or dynamics for decision making and making good policy. So I'd like to have that better explained or defined so we know what we're signing up for.
Director Lindstrom.
Well, I definitely feel that we need to have this done. And I think that Brent is kind of easy to work with. We know that. And he's done a good job for us before. So I know that there, like I said, stuff that has to be clarified. It just needs to be done. Those are my comments.
Okay. Director Smith.
So this is my, as I think it is yours, third term with a four-year break in between the second and third term. And over the course of that time, I have seen Big Bear Airport District and the Big Bear Airport Board really evolve into a, I'll work on the wording because I'm not sure if I'm going to come up with the right words, but a more sophisticated, a version of the Big Bear Airport District and Board that is not just a hometown, this is the way we do it here, but following the rules and the procedures and the protocols that are best practices for the state of California. And in that time period, we have, I've done at least 3-4 workshops with 3 different companies. One of them was a woman, I believe her name was Lori, who our council had recommended because she worked with other groups that our council had, other boards that our council had worked with. And she had done those kinds of things. And that was a good first start. And it may have been Brent Ives that came next. Brent really came to us through the organization of special districts and his expertise in working with special districts. He is a presenter. If those of you that are on the board, if you haven't had a chance, because those, you know, would have happened before, and then we had pandemic and everything, you know, online. If you get a chance to go to some of the SDRMA, am I saying the right?
Yes, that's right.
Workshops, they put on a 2 or 3 day workshop that is for managers and directors, and it's very useful. And Brent came from that, and he is excellent. What typically we're doing with this is going through items that he typically talks to manager, he talks to board, interviews each of us, and he gets some public input just to see what are the things that we need to be looking at. So he's doing that, and he's bringing that to the board meeting that we have, and it's a very effective way of all of us looking at our policy, looking at what it means to work through things that we may agree or disagree on, and how we do that in an effective manner, and what the expectations are of a 5-member board where we do not all have the same opinion, and how we support the decisions of the board. And so it's very, very helpful. He's got some history here that I think is useful. And I think if we went out to somebody else, it would actually be more expensive because they would need to get themselves up to that point. So I'm in favor of Brent Ives for those reasons. And I'm in favor of this because I think it's good to look through and go through our policies, see if we still need them, see if there's others that we need with this kind of schedule.
Thank you. And I agree. I mean, I've been through 2. And he really does take his time. And the interviews with him were the hardest part for me because I had to come up with ideas and what I think and what I feel. And it meant a lot to me. So, I mean, I'm in favor of him, too. I have no problem going out for other quotes. But we've kind of done that, but we can go do it again if that's what the board wants to do.
And if Director Hicks, you know, the total is $9,650. That's the total amount that for this workshop on page 2 or page 27, second paragraph. So And if you would rather have Brent deliver the findings to the whole board, that's fine too. Historically, it comes to me and then I deliver it to you guys right. in a folder and that kind of stuff. Right. So
but it comes to us, just comes to
you. I'm only participating in this as the manager. This workshop is solely for you guys right. to work, you know.
It's on the work of the board,
yes.
not the work of the airport.
Correct.
Correct.
Chuck, Gordy, go? Or?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. After them.
Go around again?
Yeah.
I was just going to dovetail on that to maybe alleviate some of it. I totally agree that it's always good to look at others and get quotes, but I think Julie's probably correct. Probably wind up not getting anything cheaper than this. We actually, Brent is feel like a outstanding, and he's a highly, that's what he does for a living, and he's a highly experienced elected official himself, years high-end public service, so he understands these problems very, very well. He did a great job, and we did go out once for somebody else, not as good, and he had an excellent point that it takes someone that a while to get up to speed to know the history. And Brent, no one knows it better than Brent, so that's hugely valuable. So he's the real deal. He's good. It's not money wasted just checking boxes and putting a day in and then going through it. He really digs in. Outstanding.
Director Hicks.
Probably more the question than anything is, are we looking for someone to facilitate our conversations and our how we act together? Or, you know, are we looking for a teacher? Those are two completely different things in my mind. Facilitator, which is, when I read this over, I think is what we're looking for. Someone to facilitate our conversations.
Exactly what he does.
You know, not so much to have the entire history of this board or how this board has functioned, but to facilitate it. I mean, I used to do facilitating in a prior life. So I'm wondering if that's what we're looking for here. And if that's what we're looking for, $10,000 for a facilitator seems to be a somewhat high price in my mind. That's where I'm coming from. And again, how we do the report out.
I don't think we're looking for a facilitator. I think we're looking for someone who can redo or bring us up to speed on the changes that have been made throughout the past couple of years. And he is so easy to work with a pleasant way about him. He brings to us a lightness rather than, you know, you're studying and you're working on it. He seems to catch on what you're thinking right away. And it was my first time working with him, and he was really, you know, patient with me and understood and pleasant. And $10,000, if we get somebody for $8,000, is it worth $2,000 not to be happy or not knowing what you're getting? That's all.
Okay.
So, just the name. I think we are looking for someone to facilitate, but someone who is facilitating that has not just background for Big Bear Airport District, but background for how boards operate and the California laws and regulations associated with that, so that he can, if there are things that we are changing about our policies, he can direct us into what is acceptable and not acceptable. At the end, if we're changing policy, it will need to go to our council, but he knows the information already, so that helps us to be making sound decisions as we are making decisions if there are policies we want to change or look at.
Yeah. And I agree. I mean, what he does is really hard to encapsulate with either one, the teacher. He does a lot. He And we really should probably do this every 2 years because we have elections every 2 years. And it helps with board dynamics, how to interact. And are the policies that we have right now sound, right? Do we need to massage them a little bit? And that's kind of where he really shines.
They truly shine.
Because every time we change a policy, there's ramifications down the line that that does. Because our board is fluid, right? We're not going to be here in 2 years or 3 years or 4 years, right? So the policies we set are for future boards. And we just have to make sure that he has that knowledge working well, special districts, that will help us quite a bit, right? So I'm in favor of going in with him, but if you want to go out for quote, we can do that.
Can I ask, how do you go out for quote? Who do you call up?
Ryan,
is Ryan. There a list of people that do this?
No, how do you do the that? Only two that we've ever used was Brent and Martin Roush.
Well, and way back.
But
in our tenure,
the only two that I know that are actively engaged in board dynamics workshops is Brent and Martin.
And we attempted to get one for free. We all saw how that was.
That was not.
We got what we paid
for. Let's not do that.
Colossal waste of time.
That was.
I wouldn't say it's a colossal waste of time, but it was. It wound up. We did not get it done.
It was educational.
Yeah, it was good, but it just fizzled.
So, I mean, do you guys want to go out for a quote? Do you want to go forward with Brent?
There's a somebody could make a motion, and that might be
okay. So, do I have a motion to approve 10.2?
I have a question.
Okay,
General Manager Goff, do we have an idea of how much was Roush in about the same ballpark?
I didn't get a quote for him,
but in the past.
I couldn't tell you. I wasn't managing
at the time. Right. So. Yeah.
And he still currently helps us on some other things. He does a lot of our social media stuff, helps us. So.
Do we get billed for that?
Yeah.
No?
Of course.
Well, I mean.
Well, I guess the question would be, would it hurt to ask Roush? I mean, if he's has the same kind of experience, and I understand where Julie's coming from on this, to get a quote from him.
No, never hurts.
Mm-mm. Just to make sure we're in the ballpark.
If I may?
You may.
I think I have a couple of different thoughts on that. I think if we had the two, and even if they were different, because I have dealt with both, I would go in favor of Renice because of the experience of working with him, even if there was a difference, because I think we would get what we needed from that. The other part is we can go out and get some more bids. We're just kind of delaying the process.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to see a 50% difference in the cost of it from one agency. No. They're usually pretty closely aligned.
Well, yeah, it's a pretty small pool of what you do, right? Mm-hmm. So you know they're competitive with each other. I like Brandon. He was very enlightening to me and helped me a lot in my board dynamics and how I do things. So. But I'll entertain a motion to approve to hire him or not.
I move we hire Brent Ives for our consulting.
We have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Patty?
Director Lindstrom, move to approve and hire BHI Management Consulting to facilitate a board workshop. Director Castillo seconded the motion. I will do a roll call vote. Director Castillo?
Aye.
Director Hicks?
No.
Aye.
Hicks.
You can take your hand on my back.
Director Lindstrom?
Aye.
Director Smith?
Aye.
And Director Siebert?
Aye.
The motion to approve and hire BJ Management Consulting to facilitate a board workshop was passed with four members voting aye and one member voting no.
Okay. Thank you, Patty. Number 11 is manager's reports. There is none listed. So we are now to director's comments. Director Castillo, your comments.
Good, quick, efficient moving. And thank you for the public for coming. Jack, you're always here. Count on you. And about it. All we got for it. And thanks for Julie being here in person. It's awesome. Good to see you.
Yeah, there's actually a person.
Yeah.
That's why it's so bright.
It's not an Amazon.
You done, Steve?
Yep, I'll go.
Director Hicks.
Go ahead.
No, go. No, go ahead.
All right.
I'll spill the thunder here real quick. As you know, I am part of the public outreach committee. And in reviewing the mandate and roles of the subcommittee, you know, it states in part, and I'm not an actor, so I'm not going to have all the words right, that we are to monitor and review the public outreach plan, marketing strategy, and look at that in relationship to the airport's strategic plan. Well, we can't do our job. We need to have a copy of whatever the public outreach plan is, assuming there is one. We need to have a copy of the marketing strategy, assuming there is one. And I may have been given a copy of the strategic plan, but Lord knows where it is. So I will need a copy of it. I know Mary Kay has her copy of it. So before we can do our mandated duties as a part of the subcommittee, we need to have those documents so that we, at hopefully the next meeting, if we can get those documents within the next couple of weeks, Mary Kay and I can come back to the board based on our review, make recommendations to those two plans and fulfill our function as a subcommittee. I have two or three other things to talk about, so if we want to discuss that right quick.
Well, it's not on the agenda, so we can't
discuss it. Any comments. All right, the next thing is, clearly, we need to take a look at the policy. And while I may not have agreed with the procurement process, I do fully support the need to look at the policies. The policies in a number of different areas are very vague, and they don't specify or spell out truly the duties and responsibilities, not only for the board, but I don't think in a clear, concise manner as far as the manager. Again, what's the relationship? So I think we need to get those cleared away and clarified, thank you, with hopefully a revision to the policies. And thirdly, I recommend that we add a section to the agenda that speaks to subcommittee reports. I think it's important that if we are going to have three or four standing subcommittees, that they be given a place in the agenda to do a report out on what's going on in the committees, subcommittees, and not make it as a part of a director's report or comments.
Yeah, we used to have that.
We still do. When there's a report out, yeah, it's in the agenda.
Just haven't.
But I think let's just... Again, my recommendation would be put it in and just make it a standing part of the agenda. There's nothing lost, maybe two more cents of ink on the paper, but that would be about it. And I think it would clarify things for us.
Okay. Thank you.
That's it.
Rachel Lindstrom.
I'm very, I don't know how to say it, excited to have Brent come to clarify what exactly, or help us clarify what exactly the outreach committee does. because my interpretation of outreach is out there and it's not what's in our handbook here. So I'm just looking forward to having, I guess, a little more responsibility or a little more impetus to reach out to our community. Whether everybody agrees with that or not, I don't know. But I think the word outreach, that is what it means to me.
Okay. Dr. Smith.
I'd like to thank all the directors for comments here and as we are discussing things, because I think it's always difficult to express our opinions and make sure that we are not, that we are respecting each other's opinions. And I think that was done really well. And so that's an important thing to do. And I'm glad to see that although we might not agree on everything, we can listen to each other and respect each other's opinions. And that's very, very important, because I've seen it go other ways. And so I really appreciate that. Thank you to staff and the public for being here and all that you do and the work that's going out on outside on the tarmac.
And I too thank you, staff, for doing what you do, public for being here. It's always fun going through these things, but it'll be beneficial to do this workshop and really kind of hone in where we're supposed to be and what we're supposed to do, and throw all the things on the table. That's the beauty of a workshop, is it's more round table, more throw it out there and we kick it around and figure it out, right? So that'll be good. So as of right now at...
Can I dovetail off of that?
Sure.
This is actually perfect timing for this workshop.
Absolutely.
Because we have a re-elected director and then we have a newly elected director. And this is exactly why we kind of need, even though it's kind of costly, it's exactly why we need to do it. Because people that don't have a look back in the history, they don't know why certain things are the way they were. So just a real quick walk through history. One, we did always have standing committees, and we did always have an agenda item for committee reports. But due to some board dynamics that were quite problematic not too long ago, that is one of the reasons we kind of got away from it for a while, and we'll have them as necessary instead of standing committees that just meet every month, whether you really need to or not. And it just kind of waned off of that, which helped smooth the waters at the time. And so that's kind of why that kind of went away. But I agree with Chuck and Mary Kay that we do need to revisit that and get back on it.
Part of that has to do with the pandemic.
Yeah, and that too. Yeah, that too. So. Yeah. But yeah, it always was there before.
That's why the workshop, like you said, is going to be so important.
Exactly. And that brings everybody, whatever.
We get set in one path. It's like, well, maybe we can go that way. So, thank you, Steve. Okay, so at
an hour.
Oh, yeah. Public comments on anything?
On the closed session.
On the closed session.
Actually, the only comment I had was on your retaining of the consultant.
Okay.
And it's sort of like choosing a doctor. You want to have somebody that has up-to-date expertise and the latest, somebody that has your medical history, therefore the institutional knowledge of having worked with you before and having worked with the airport before.
Good.
And finally, is what Mary Kay said, good bedside manner.
There you go.
That is the key to being able to sit down and hash out policy, hash out the different viewpoints and things like that. So that's my two cents.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so now at 4:45, we are going to adjourn to closed session. Thank you very much. Okay, we are reconvening for most open session. There is no reportable action. The next meeting day is Wednesday, July 12, 2023, 4 p.m. Regular Board of Directors meeting, location, Terminal Building, West Wing, Boardroom. And at 5:03, this meeting is adjourned.